Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kuzava. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Kuzava. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adams moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adams moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kress for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby bunts towards the mound. Kuzava fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Malone and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malone moves to second. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava strikes out. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field. Doby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doby. Malone scores. Baker moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Philly reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ostrowski throws the ball into Michaels, who tags Kennedy, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boudreau scores. Berardino moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Appling. Berardino scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Gromick now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostrowski takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ostrowski. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Ostrowski steals second. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malone takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski. Doby reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich pinch hits for Bob Kuzava. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Metkovich scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Gromyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromyk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ostrowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Malone moves to second. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Adams trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Al Benton now pitching. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ostrowski hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Malone hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0-for-1 in the game. Judson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Al Benton. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to third. Doby moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zoldak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Gordon moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Berardino scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. One out. Luke Easter pinch hits for Sam Zoldak. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kress bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ostrowski is walked intentionally. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Malone hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to third. Ostrowski moves to second. Gus Zerniel pinch hits for Marino Pirretti. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Max Serkin now pitching. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dobie for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Philly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Berardino strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tresh moves to second. Hal Peck pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Feller now pitching. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kress strikes out. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Ostrowski strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Doby strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Serkant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Baker steals second. Max Serkant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serkant strikes out. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Malone and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws to second. Michaels drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Michaels. Berardino scores. Tresh moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.